Lamentations. Lament, lament, lament. Moan, moan, moan. Groan, groan, groan. Whine, whine, whine. I think that my low tolerance for whining is well documented. No whiners. And yet, there is something cathartic about this biblical lamenting to God. There is a cleansing that brings strength and courage to meet the day and to deal with those ongoing wicked plots of the evil one. And we all have need of that. You, O Lord, take up my case. You, O Lord, redeem my life. You, O Lord, have seen the wrong they have done to me. O Lord, take up my cause. You see how the world treats us? They plot against us. They lie in wait to pounce upon us with their slings and their arrows. How can they treat us this way? We are here doing the Lord's work. We are reaching, we are teaching the faithful, reaching the lost, caring for all. How can they treat us like this? We are gathered together, cloistered in these hallowed halls, thinking great thoughts, planning great plans to restore and rescue congregations. Oh, woe is me. They have no idea. No idea how I have sacrificed, how I have suffered, how I have borne the cross in order to receive a good vicarage or to have a decent placement bestowed upon me. I go to chapel 3 times a day. I hold my hands just so, and I sleep in my collar. And still, I feel the hatred of the world. I still feel the oppression of the dark one, the taunts, the scorn, the ridicule. Welcome to the jungle. Suck it up. Be a man or a woman. Put on your big boy pants, big girl pants. Face it head on. Drink from the cup down to its bitter dregs. Drink from the cup. Drink from the cup. Please, Lord, do not let the cup pass from your lips. Take up our cause. Judge our case. For so it is. It is the Lord who has taken up our case. It is the Lord who judges our cause. It is the Lord who has redeemed our lives from the pit. Not we ourselves, lest any man should boast. It is Christ, the Lamb of God, who before his shearers, before the butcher, is dumb, who speaks not a word in his own defense because he came not to defend his cause. He came to defend ours. He came not to take up his own case. He came to take up ours. He came not to save himself. He came to save us. He came not to let the cup pass from before his lips, but rather to drink it, so that you and me might eat and drink with him in paradise. You see the irony? You noted the irony of all this moaning and this whining is that it shifts the focus, it puts the focus upon ourselves and what we have done, as if such actions would availeth anything. We go on and on about how good we have been and how bad we have been treated, as if such a reality would somehow merit God's grace. Not so much. No, not so much. Look and listen to the lamenter in our text. You, O Lord, have taken up my case. You have redeemed my life. You have seen the wrong they have done to me. You have judged my cause. You, O Lord, have taken my sins upon yourself and become sin for me. You, O Lord, have carried my sins and borne my sorrows. You, O Lord, were raised up upon a tree. You, O Lord, were laid cold in my grave. You, O Lord, faced the darkness. You, O Lord, redeemed our lives from the pit. Jeremiah doesn't point to himself. He points to the one who went down into our pit and raised us up. All of this out of divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness on our part. He took up our cause. He judged our case. He faced the taunts, the ridicule, the scorn, the vengeance, the hatred. He has stood and continues to stand in our place, receiving our sentence, that we might be his own and live under him in his kingdom. That we might be his own and live under him in his kingdom. No whining there. In Jesus' name.